Gene Randall. In Afghanistan, the Taliban has claimed responsibility for a massive car bomb explosion in Kabul today. At least 14 people were killed. 145 others are reported wounded, including more than 90 civilians, women and children among them. Here's AP correspondent Karen Shamus with a report.
The blast rocked most of Kabul only a day after a U.S. envoy and the Taliban reported progress in their talks on negotiating an end to the nearly 18-year war in Afghanistan. The Taliban bomber detonated his explosive-packed car at a security checkpoint outside the police headquarters in a minority Shiite neighborhood in western Kabul. A large plume of smoke rose during morning rush hour. Some nearby buildings were left in rubble. Shopkeepers later swept up broken glass. Civilian Mohammed Qasim said he was taken by surprise. "I was having breakfast in a restaurant when the explosion happened," he said. "Broken glass poured over us and we rushed into the street," he continued. The attack took place as many Kabul residents were busy preparing for the Muslim holiday Eid al-Adha, which begins on Sunday. I'm Karen Shamas.
U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper last week suggested the possibility of putting U.S. intermediate-range missiles in Asia. Today, he said any such move is a long way off.
"It's going to take, again, a few years to actually have some type of initial operational capable missiles, whether they are ballistic, cruise, you name it, to be able to deploy. And that's between now and then, there's going to be a lot of dialogue."
China has vowed to counter any U.S. deployment of mid-range arms in Asia. The Philippines is declaring a national dengue epidemic, saying the mosquito-borne disease has killed over 600 people in the country so far this year. Dengue can cause severe flu-like symptoms and is commonly found in tropical countries worldwide. More news at voanews.com. There is also a VOA News mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump has arrived in Dayton, Ohio, one of two cities that lost a combined 31 people last weekend in America's latest mass shootings. He and the First Lady will travel next to the other city in mourning, El Paso, Texas. Here is AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
President Trump has had the grim task of consoling and attempting to unify communities after similar tragedies before. In Parkland, Florida and Las Vegas, the President and First Lady Melania Trump saluted first responders and consoled grieving families and survivors. But how the President is received today remains to be seen. Many Americans are blaming Trump for sowing the seeds of disharmony and polarizing the nation. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Before leaving the White House a short time ago, President Trump said he wants to strengthen background checks for gun purchases. It was unclear what kind of plan he favored. He also said his widely criticized rhetoric is bringing people together. Mr. Trump was expected to witness protests against his visit in both Dayton and El Paso. On those who say his rhetoric is leading to mass shootings:
"These are people that are looking for political gain. I don't think they're getting it. And as much as possible, I've tried to stay out of that."
The United Nations Refugee Agency says it is alarmed by the Italian Parliament's decision to impose severe penalties on boats and people conducting rescue operations for migrants in the Mediterranean. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The new law, originally proposed by Italy's conservative interior minister, Matteo Salvini, would impose a maximum fine of $1.1 million on any private rescue vessel that enters Italy's territorial waters. In addition, rescue ships would be automatically impounded. UN Refugee Agency spokesman Charlie Yaxley says the new law is of great concern as it could deter private vessels from helping migrants at a time when European countries have largely ended those life-saving missions.
"NGOs play an invaluable role in saving the lives of refugees and migrants attempting the dangerous sea crossing to Europe. Their commitment and humanity should not be criminalized nor stigmatized."
Lisa Schlein filed that report for VOA from Geneva. China's currency is weakened once again, setting the stage for a drop on world markets today. The U.S. stock exchange is down sharply. Yesterday, it seemed the situation was stabilizing, but China's central bank set the opening currency rate today at less than 7 yuan to the U.S. dollar, making Chinese exports cheaper. The banker earlier pledged to keep the currency level stable, but investors don't see evidence that is happening. And the United States has officially declared Beijing as a currency manipulator. Gene Randall, VOA News.